Our next stage was not so expeditiously performed. The road was heavy, and our horses very indifferent. However, we were in good time, and my mother bore her journey so well that expedition was of little importance to us. My mother took some of her bitters at Ospringe and some more at Rochester, and she ate bread several times. We have got apartments up two pairs of stairs, as we could not be otherwise accommodated, with a sitting room and bedchambers on the same floor. We have one double-bedded and one single-bedded room. In the former, my mother and I are to sleep. We sat down to dinner a little after five and had some beefsteaks and a boiled fowl, but no oyster sauce. I should have begun my letter soon after our arrival, but for a little adventure which prevented me. After we had been here a quarter of an hour, it was discovered that my writing and dressing boxes had been by accident put into a chaise, which was just packing off as we came in, and were driven away towards Gravesend, in their way to the West Indies. No part of my property could have been such a prize before, for in my writing box was all my worldly wealth, £7. Mr. Notley immediately dispatched a man and horse after the chaise, and in half an hour's time I had the pleasure of being as rich as ever. My day's journey has been pleasanter in every respect than I expected. I have been very little crowded and by no means unhappy. Your watchfulness with regard to the weather on our account was very kind and very effectual. We had one heavy shower on leaving Sittingbourne, but afterwards the clouds cleared away and we had a very bright, crystal afternoon. My father is now reading the Midnight Bell, which he has got from the library, and Mother is sitting by the fire. Our route tomorrow is not determined. We have none of us much inclination for London, and if Mr. Notley will give us leave, I think we shall go to Staines through Croydon and Kingston, which will be much pleasanter than any other way. But he has decided for Clapham and Battersea. God bless you all. Saturday, the 27th of October, Steventon, Hampshire. Your letter was a most agreeable surprise to me today, and I have taken a long sheet of paper to show my gratitude. We arrived home yesterday between 4 and 5, but I cannot send you quite so triumphant an account of our last day's journey as of the 1st and 2nd. Soon after I had finished my letter from Staines, my mother began to suffer from the exercise and fatigue of travelling so far, and she was a good deal indisposed from that particular kind of evacuation which has generally preceded her illnesses. She had not a very good night at Staines, and felt a heat in her throat as we travelled yesterday morning, which seemed to foretell more bile. She bore her journey, however, much better than I had expected, and at Basingstoke, where we stopped more than half an hour, received much comfort from a mess of broth and the sight of Mr. Lifford, who recommended her to take 12 drops of laudanum when she went to bed as a composer. James called on us just as we were going to tea, and my mother was well enough to talk very cheerfully to him before she went to bed. Lifford has promised to call in the course of a few days, and then they will settle about the dandelion tea. Our brother James seems to have taken to his old trick of coming to Steventon from Deane, in spite of wife Mary's reproaches, for he was here before breakfast, and is now paying us a second visit. Mary is quite well, he says, and uncommonly large, even for 8 months. They were to have dined here today, but the weather is too bad. We met with no adventures at all on our journey, except that our trunk once nearly slipped off, and we obliged to stop at Hartley to have our wheels greased. While my mother and Mr. Lifford were together, I went to Mrs. Ryder's and bought what I intended, but not in much perfection. There were no narrow braces for children, and scarcely any netting silk. I gave 2 and 3 pence a yard for my flannel, and I fancy it is not very good. But it is so contemptible an article that in itself, that its being comparatively good or bad is of little importance. I bought some Japan ink likewise, and next week shall begin my operations on my hat, on which you know my principal hopes of happiness depend. I am very grand indeed.